Well, the Dodgers did it again at the trade deadline. More specifically, Andrew Friedman did it again, acquiring Danny Duffy from the Royals and, of course, Max Scherzer and Trey Turner from the Washington Nationals. And the president of baseball operations joins us right now. Andrew, congratulations on a whirlwind week.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave, and thanks for having me on.
Have you had a chance to assess what it took to get all this done?
Not really. I think it's better to characterize me as more dazed than confused, and need to go hibernate a little bit and then pick myself up and figure it out.
Andrew, at what point did you believe that it was going to work between the Dodgers and Nationals to acquire Trey Turner and Max Scherzer?
There were a lot of ups and downs, as there typically are in the trade deadline. But I would say Wednesday felt a little bit more optimistic. Wednesday night felt less optimistic, kind of shifted to just Scherzer. Thursday morning felt more optimistic. So it was kind of a roller coaster. Obviously from our standpoint, adding two impact guys like that to a team that we feel like is already in strong position to go out and win a championship, to add those two guys to this group is something that you don't get the opportunity to do every day. And so, we were really aggressive to try to make that happen.
Andrew, was it the willingness of being able to trade Keibert Ruiz that this deal came down to? And how creative did you have to get to start to include other players on your side and Trey Turner from their side?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's lost on people how much we value Keibert. Obviously, having Will and obviously Diego Cartaya coming helped in that it's a position of strength of ours. So that definitely helped. But I think from the national standpoint, and rightfully so, he was kind of their number one target. And so everything kind of led through us in that respect and their focus on, trying to deliver us both guys. And, I think just anytime you have a guy that teams covet the most on the market, I think it helps. And so it wasn't easy for us to trade Keibert. We think he's going to be a really good player, but it helped with the position that we're in and, kind of being an area of strength. And so it's also good for Keibert in his career also. He's going to get a chance to go there and start playing every day right away. So it's good for his career as well.
Was this trade deadline a little bit different for you, Andrew, not trying to set yourself up for October, but more about trying to fight off the Giants and Padres in addition to October?
Yeah, I mean, it reminded me a lot of 18, where it's kind of a similar focus. Sometimes when we can just focus on October, it changes the thought process some. And when we have to strongly value and factor in the regular season, it changes with them. And so that's the position we're in right now. It was about doing everything we could to be as strong as possible from August through October. And now without August trade waivers, you pretty much have the team that you have. And, from our standpoint, we wanted to try to be aggressive to add. Doesn't always line up when you have that mindset, but fortunately we were able to here.
Andrew, do you feel a lot more comfortable with where your rotation is right now, considering where it was just 24 hours ago, and the fact that you now have opportunity to give Julio Urias a break to his season?
Yeah, for sure. I think, adding depth and, I think adding depth is putting it a little too mildly when you're adding someone like Max, but just to lengthen out our rotation and give us more rotation options for things that pop up. And, things are going to happen. We don't know exactly what or when. But then with hopefully Danny Duffy coming back online in September, we feel like he's got a chance to really help us in September and October. And so it was about trying to reinforce our pitching as much as we could. We feel really good about our position player group, and even more so now with the addition of Trey.
How does Trey fit in? He's a shortstop with the Nationals, but he has played second base and center field during the course of his career. Do you see him as that versatile player, at least for the rest of this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think Trey's one of the best shortstops in the game. we're fortunate to also have another guy considered to be one of the best shortstops in the game. We don't know yet. I mean, we haven't been healthy all season. So to start pretending like we're just going to be healthy everywhere, that is a really good problem to have, and I look forward to it. I think from mine and Doc's standpoint, it's about sitting down with Trey and talking eye to eye and talking through things once he's able to get here, and we'll see where we are health-wise and everything else and kind of go from there. You know, we feel like he's one of the most dynamic players in the game. And so all it did was make us better, and exactly how, we don't know yet. Some will depend on health and where guys are and how guys come back.
Andrew Friedman is our guest. Before I let you go, Andrew, the top of your rotation, Max Scherzer, you've been able to acquire some pretty high caliber players at the deadline. Is this the one that tops all of them?
Yeah, I mean, I think the combination of both guys, you know, I can't imagine a deadline where we will ever acquire two players of this caliber. I mean, you just go back over the last 20 years, how often does that happen with two guys? It's a pretty rare thing, and fortunately, you know, we were able to pull it off, and a huge hat tip to our pro scouting department, you know, who's helped us acquire a lot of these guys, our amateur scouting department, our pro development group. I mean, without the work that those guys do and how closely connected everyone operates, I don't think these things are possible. And so obviously we've traded a lot of good young players over the years. And to be in position to do that, to still have a strong system and still be good at the major league level, speaks to the incredible work being done by so many different people. And it's impossible to point them all out, but just wanted to make sure and recognize them.
Way to go, Andrew, to acknowledge all those people. I know a lot of others wouldn't do that, and it all starts with you, your leadership. Congratulations again for pulling off a deal that a lot of people doubted you could do, and I think people should stop doubting Andrew Friedman. So thanks a lot for the time.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me on.